These things will kill you,
the stranger muttered, turning to face Tim. He dropped his cigarette on the ground and squashed the life out of it.
Cat got your tongue, boy?
Tim shrugged. What do you want?
Nothing you have, and everything you desire, Tim O'Thee. Hey, how do you know my name? Ah, yes, I know many things, Tim O'Thee. Things that would make you wet the bed.
The man passed the newspaper to Tim. Rival Oxford gangs in street murder, 5 killed, the front page headline read.
Terrible, terrible thing, said the man, shaking his head. And they were so, well, delicious. Oh, but where are my manners? The name's Daniel.
Delicious, said Tim.
Daniel smirked and pulled his hand away sharply. What do you want? Asked Tim, screwing up the newspaper and throwing it into the rubbish bin by the newsstand. Daniel reached into his deep pockets and pulled out a photo frame. He stroked the frame as a child would stroke their dog.
Oh, Mummy, Mummy, please don't leave me. Don't go. Don't leave me and Daddy all alone.
Tim flinched as Daniel turned the photo around. It was his mum, the same photo he kept by his bedside.
Hey, where did you get that?
Tim lunged forwards to grab the photo, but Daniel lifted it above his head. Tim pushed Daniel, making him lose his balance. The photo flew into the air and landed on Daniel's stomach just as he hit the ground.
Nice move, said Daniel, jumping back on his feet and putting the photo back inside his coat. What do you know about my mum? What have you done to her? Your mum is dead. Dead as a doornail.
Tim struck out, catching Daniel's shoulder.
You're lying! Isn't that what the police said? Missing, presumed dead.
Tim didn't want to believe it. He felt his legs weaken. It was true, the police had told them to assume the worst. There had been no ransom note, no sign of a struggle.
I'm not leaving until you tell me what you've done to her, you creep! That's the spirit. Quite the gutsy one, aren't you? I'm sensing a change in you, Timothy. Get lost!
Daniel approached him, put his hand on his shoulder, and reached for his neck. He breathed in deeply, absorbing Tim's scent.
Yes, a real change. I hadn't noticed before. Before? You think this is the first time we've met?
I don't know what you're talking about, said Tim. I don't know you.
Your mum, now she was real special. I had no idea it ran in the family. Where is she?
Said Tim, clenching his fists. Daniel shrugged.
Feeling any different?
He asked, sniffing more loudly.
I sense danger in you.
Just tell me what you've done to her.
Temper, temper, my frightened little boy.
I'm not frightened.
Daniel lifted his head up and breathed in deeply, fixing a stare on Tim. He raised his hands above his head and let out a deep, throaty laugh. Tim looked on as Daniel's dirty fingernails extended into claws. Daniel's eyes darkened until they were as black as coal.
What kind of monster are you?
Asked Tim, stepping backwards. Daniel curled his fingers together, drew them close to his mouth, and whispered,
This is the part where you run.